Familiar faces and new ones. French MPs arrived at the National Assembly after parliamentary elections on Sunday that dealt a humiliating blow to the French president. His centrist alliance failed to secure a majority after big gains by the far-right party and a new left-wing alliance that is now France's main opposition force.
The success of the left was that we were able to unite to offer an alternative to Macron's socially unfair policies.
In her constituency in northern France, far-right leader Marine Le Pen was in a buoyant mood after her anti-immigration party won a record number of seats.
Will Emmanuel Macron be able to do what he wants now? No, the answer is no.
No is a word that MPs from Macron's alliance are likely to hear a lot in coming weeks as they try to work with other parties to push through the president's reformist agenda.
No, we will not have a contract, a governmental contract between our two parties. That's not something we're going to do.
This analyst says that Macron's MPs may have to work bill by bill.
Another option is try and seek an alliance for each law and each reform he will pass. So either an alliance with the left when it is a text more inclined towards the left or with the right.
The results of the parliamentary election have shaken a political system where power sharing is rare. This newspaper says that the results are a slap in the face for Emmanuel Macron, whilst this one says that France is now going to be ungovernable. France's government spokeswoman put on a brave face and said the party will find a way.
It will be difficult. We'll of course need imagination, audacity and openness.
Macron is meeting party members and allies to consider what to do next. As a president who prides himself on his ability to navigate through a crisis, he finds himself in the middle of one he'd rather have avoided and that will shape his second term. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.